Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant push to ease the burden on exporters, the Indian government has taken a major step towards decriminalizing minor export-related violations, a move that is expected to boost India's export sector and improve the country's ease of doing business rankings. First, let's understand the context behind this development. The Jan Vishwas Act, 2023, was a landmark legislation passed in August 2023, which amended 42 central acts across various sectors, including environment, agriculture, food safety, trade, and IT. This act decriminalized 183 offenses, converting them from criminal violations to civil or regulatory violations, where the punishment would be in the form of fines or penalties rather than imprisonment. The guiding principle behind this act was that imprisonment should be proportionate to the harm caused, and minor technical non-compliance by businesses should attract regulatory penalties, not criminal prosecution, which can have disproportionate consequences for small entrepreneurs. What makes this significant is that the Jan Vishwas Act was recommended by the Advisory Committee for Decriminalization of Provisions of Acts, constituted by the Ministry of Finance and Ministry of Commerce in 2019. The Act's scope was not limited to just a few sectors, but it covered a wide range of areas, aiming to create a more business-friendly environment in the country. Building on this, the 2026 amendment to the Jan Vishwas Act extends this logic to export-related statutes, recognizing that India's MSME exporters face significant uncertainty due to the overcriminalization of procedural violations. Now, let us look at what exactly has been decriminalized. In the textiles sector, the offense of exporting or selling textiles or machinery contrary to prescribed quality or labeling norms under the Textiles Development and Regulation Order has been decriminalized. In the handlooms sector, offenses such as failure to provide required information to authorities, submission of false or misleading data, and refusal to produce records for inspection have been decriminalized. And in the Epeeda sector, which deals with agricultural products, offenses such as exporting scheduled agricultural goods without required Epeeda registration or compliance, obstructing Epeeda officials, and failure to maintain records have been decriminalized. But what does Epeeda do? The Agricultural and Processed Food Products Export Development Authority, or Epeeda, was established under the Epeeda Act, 1985, under the Ministry of Commerce and Industry. Its mandate includes export promotion of 14 scheduled agricultural product groups, quality certification for export standards compliance, financial assistance to exporters for infrastructure, packaging, and marketing, and market intelligence on global agricultural trade trends. India is among the world's top agricultural exporters, with agri exports crossing $50 billion in FY24, with rice, spices, buffalo meat, and fresh fruits being the top categories. Now, let us turn to India's export policy context. The Foreign Trade Policy, 2023, unveiled in March 2023, targets to $1 trillion in total exports by 2030, with a focus on reducing the compliance burden through processes like single window systems, electronic bills of entry, and paperless trade facilitation. MSME exporters are the key beneficiaries of this policy, as they are the ones who face the most difficulties due to the complexities of export regulations. For a small textile or handloom unit, criminal prosecution for a paperwork delay can be existential, triggering bank credit withdrawal, reputational damage, and operational paralysis. Converting such violations to fines allows the business to continue operations while paying the penalty, which is structurally similar to traffic fines versus driving imprisonment, proportionality in punishment. It is worth pausing here to note that India has moved from 142nd to 63rd in the World Bank's Doing Business rankings, which is now discontinued and replaced by the Business Ready Index. Legal decriminalization is a major structural contributor to improving regulatory environment scores. But why does this matter? This matters because it shows that India is committed to creating a more business-friendly environment, which is essential for the country's economic growth and development. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Jan Vishwas Act, 2023, amended 42 acts and decriminalized 183 offenses. The 2026 amendment extends to textiles, handlooms, and EPIRA export violations. EPIRA, or the Agricultural and Processed Food Products Export Development Authority, was established in 1985 under the EPIRA Act, 1985, and it operates under the Ministry of Commerce and Industry. India's agri exports crossed $50 billion in FY24, and the country has approximately 8 lakh registered MSME exporters. The Foreign Trade Policy, 2023, targets to $1 trillion in total exports by 2030, and the World Bank's Doing Business rankings have been discontinued and replaced by the Business Ready Index. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the Jan Vishwas Act, 2023, the EPIRA Act, 1985, and the Foreign Trade Policy, 2023, which targets to $1 trillion in exports by 2030. Note this carefully, 183 offenses were decriminalized in the 2023 Act. For mains, this topic is relevant to GS3, which covers the economy, and GS2, which covers governance. The key aspects to focus on are ease of doing business reforms, the MSME ecosystem, export policy, regulatory framework for trade, and decriminalization as governance reform. In conclusion, the decriminalization of minor export-related violations is a significant step towards improving India's ease of doing business rankings and boosting the country's export sector. As India continues to strive for economic growth and development, such reforms will play a crucial role in creating a more business-friendly environment, which is essential for the country's progress.